In Politics, Westminster, by Jenny Sims. The assisted dying bill's tortuous passage through Parliament drags on. It is currently limping through the House of Lords committee stage, where peers have been accused of filibustering. Brought to the Commons as a private member's bill, if it does not complete all stages in the Lords by the 24th of April, the bill is set to fail. However, the bill's sponsors, Lord Falconer and Kim Leadbeater MP, have said they have received legal advice that the Parliament Act can be used to bypass the Lords and enact the bill. This has been welcomed by the Assisted Dying Coalition, including Humanists UK and My Death, My Decision, who said they hoped it would encourage the House of Lords to stop filibustering, scrutinise the bill, and respect the democratic will of the Commons. If it becomes an act, it will legalise assisted dying for terminally ill adults in England and Wales, who have less than 6 months to live, subject to strict criteria and safeguards. Many of the amendments relate to the safeguards and procedural requirements of the bill, which call for 2 independent medical assessments, doctors confirm terminal prognosis, capacity and voluntariness, reflection/waiting periods and oversight by an expert panel, lawyer, psychiatrist, social worker, instead of routine High Court sign-off now. Only for mentally competent adults with a short prognosis. Strong criminal penalties for coercion or abuse. Hansard's 30th of January report shows that in that session alone, 56 peers spoke on the amendments. By that date, the number of amendments had beaten the previous record of the 2005-06 Companies Bills, 1,224 amendments at committee stage. Lord MP, Ulster Unionist Party, said, "I gently remind the committee that this private member's bill is not normal, insofar as most private members' bills are 5, 6, 7, or 8 pages. This is 51 pages, with 59 clauses. It is a very different animal from what we are used to." He went on, "I think the amendments in this group have been tabled because, in many respects, this aspect of the process is deeply disturbing. We are talking about life and death here. We are talking about making assessments of a person making an application for an assisted death." Critics have said several amendments are unworkable, repetitious, and unnecessary. Other key issues in this parliamentary session have included pensions and financial security. On the 3rd of February, the House of Lords resumed its detailed examination in committee stage of the Pension Schemes Bill. The bill aims to implement government commitments to reform private pensions to improve outcomes for savers and encourage pension schemes to invest in the UK economy. MPs considered several amendments: savers tests for asset allocation exemptions, maximum penalties for failing mandatory requirements, fiduciary duty as overriding principle of pension governance, pension value protection for default arrangements, and encouraging new entrants into the pension scheme market. Another pensions headline grabber in January was the announcement that the government had reconsidered the case for compensation by Women Against State Pension Inequality, WASPI, and decided no compensation should be paid. WASPI believes 3.6 million women born in the 1950s were not properly informed of the rise in their state pension age, which brought them in line with men. They took their case to the Ombudsman, who ruled in their favour and decided they were due compensation. Video footage of the Commons Chamber on the 29th of January shows empty rows of seats as Work and Pensions Secretary Pat McFadden made the no compensation announcement. But although it might have been a quiet day in the House, on learning about the decision, angry WASPI women campaigners called it a blatant injustice and have warned they are not going away. Article ends.